7 FM remains your dependable and ultimate guide to healthy living. We've got you covered. If you're looking for dependable information and solutions that guarantee and protect your health and well-being, trust me, Ultimate Health is your best bet. Ultimate Health is a unique platform packaged to connect you directly to key health experts and practitioners. Tune in and join the family every Sunday at 2:05 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM as we break down today's health issues in a smooth, easy-to-digest, interactive format designed to equip you with the skills and knowledge to meet today's health challenges. Ultimate Health is live on Facebook and YouTube. Don't miss it.
Hello, good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. and time for the latest from the Joy Newsroom. My name is James Aveji. The Attorney General and Minister for Justice has indicated that they will conclude its case in the prosecution of former National Signals Bureau boss Edu Buahin this week. Edu Buahin and two other persons are standing trial for allegedly stealing some 49 million Ghana cedis belonging to the state. In a post on his Facebook page, Deputy Attorney General Dr. Justice Shrimpsai says the accused person has agreed that he used the money on luxury vehicles and homes rather than an earlier position that the money was used for elections in 2024. According to the AG, Edu Buahin allegedly blew the 49 million cedis on luxury apartments located in prime areas in Accra and plush cars for himself, family and friends within 6 months. Dr. Shrimpsai says all evidence of bank transactions and property documents have been provided to the court as they hope justice will be served. Let's stay in court because the deputy AG says no agreement has been reached yet in the Wuntumi plea bargain. The court granted the two sides some time to negotiate on the 30 million Exim Bank loan issue involving Chairman Wuntumi, but just a week to the end of the 30-day statutory period, an agreement is yet to be reached. To some other stories, and the Clean Air Fund is challenging Ghana, African government and clean air partners to think beyond donor funding. With international aid further declining, the fund says innovation will be key to sustaining the fight against air pollution. Clean Air Beat journalist Michael Ashali is in South Africa and reports.
Air pollution kills an estimated 1.2 million Africans every year, including about 32,000 people in Ghana. Yet, Africa receives less than 1% of global air quality funding. That challenge could soon get worse. Executive Director for Strategic Partnerships at the Clean Air Fund, Sean Magua, says the funding cuts will squeeze an already limited pool of resources.
Now, in 2024 and 2025, a lot of governments announced that they were going to cut international development assistance. So the Americans closed down USAID, their entire agency, and the Brits and the Germans and the French, they all announced they were going to make cuts in future years.
Lily Ama Epieje of Clean Air One Atmosphere says many good ideas struggle to get off the ground because of limited financial support.
Honestly, we are getting less funds because it's just very difficult to pitch to people to understand why air quality is necessary, because there is no really fiscal evidence to show that this is harming us. So it becomes a little bit dicey trying to get people to invest.
Now, before we go, the Economy and Development Committee of Parliament has warned ministries, departments and agencies against declining the committee's invitation to account for the use of public funds. The caution was issued during the launch of its maiden public hearing on the annual progress report of the National Development Planning Commission. There's more in the following report.
As part of Parliament's move to expand its oversight responsibility, the House has tasked one of its newest committees, the Economy and Development Committee, under the new standing orders to probe the findings of the annual progress report by the National Development Planning Commission. This means the committee will henceforth begin public hearing on the reports, beginning with the 2025 edition launched on Thursday. Addressing journalists in Parliament, Chairman of the Committee, Eric Afo, cautioned all ministries, departments and agencies and MMDAs who decide not to honor an invitation.
You see, every committee of Parliament is more or less a high court. So if you are invited to appear before a committee and you refuse, I want to use the word refuse, then you know what will happen to the ministry.
And that's all from the Joy Newsroom. You can log on to myjoyonline.com for more news. I am James Savage. Coming up is Ultimate Health with Norte Dua.
Joy 99.7 FM.
To hide. That's right, Sounds of Blackness. Past year of two. Joy 99.7 FM. Ultimate Health, your ultimate guide to healthy living. My controls are mixing me up again. Bit of a mix-up with the controls. Ultimate Health, Joy 99.7 FM. This and every Sunday, 2:05, we're here and we're alive. And yes, change is coming. But you know how you use mobile phones and you upgrade. What if you could upgrade your life, your longevity? Huh? Biohacking, what is that? I'm trying to figure that out, but I've got in the studio with me our old good friend, Dr. Na Ashele Ashite of Nova Wellness. Na, you dog us?
Oh, never.
Oh, Charlie, it's been too long.
It's not possible to dog you.
How is Nova?
Nova is doing great.
You had an anniversary, right?
Yes.
How many years are you now?
13 years.
13 years from some chochopio corner in Adenta.
Correct.
I am lie.
Not at all.
Right. So Nova is 13 years.
Yes.
Right? And apart from that, you also celebrated your own milestone.
Yes, my birthday.
Birthday girl. So Nova is 13 years. I won't ask. I won't ask yours. Since you are into biohacking, I won't ask you how old you are. Right? But folks, today we're going to be looking at and trying to understand, really, when they say your chronological age, okay, years, months, weeks, etc., but how about your cellular age? How is your body functioning? Some people have hacked into this system and they know how to regress. You know how you can be in school and they say you're several years ahead of your peers. So they promote you, maybe from class 4 to class 5, right? Your mental age is higher than your chronological age. The age at which you process material is higher. And therefore, intellectually, academically, you move ahead of your peers. Of course, some of us too get repeated. But biohacking, we want to understand that as a regenerative health tool to perhaps reverse or slow down aging. Me, if you've been listening to Ultimate Health for years, I'm sure I'm not the same naughty by nature, right? So can I play with that nature and reverse it? Nah. Is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
Biohacking.
Biohacking, yes. So biohacking is a term that has become very, very popular these days. And it's anything that you're doing to improve your cellular function.
Cellular function.
Yes. So how well your body functions at the cell level to slow down the biological aging process. Because no matter what you do, you have to age.
You must age.
It's a must.
So we are not stopping this process.
No, it has to go on.
We will all ultimately age.
We have to age. It's okay. Part of the development process.
Okay. I'm slowing you down.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we'll age and we'll get to a point where there's what we can call biological death, end of life.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So, now, you're not in the business of stopping this.
Not at all.
Because I've read some things. There's a guy who's taking all sorts of things, doing so many things, and he says he doesn't really see himself as having to die. If all the hacks, let me use that for now, he's aware of and harnessing, are working. He said he was 30 something, but he is actually around 19 or 20.
Correct.
Okay, now let's slow this down so my listeners understand.
Okay,
let's talk first of all about regenerative health, because I know now there's a Nova Viva. Yes. You are into wellness, longevity, and all sorts of funky things.
Yes, that's true.
Let's talk about that arm of Nova Wellness first.
So Nova Viva is a longevity and anti-aging clinic. And there we're using regenerative health tools, just like you mentioned, to slow down the aging process, to help us to get old, to continue our growth process, but do so healthily. Most of the time when people think about aging, most people are thinking of wrinkles and pain, weakness, graying, and so forth, and so on and so forth. However, with the biohacking tools, we realize that aging doesn't have to come with pain. It does not have to be weakness and difficulty with doing your activities of daily living. So at Nova Viva, our goal is to help you to use some of these regenerative health tools so that you can age gracefully and enjoy all the things that you enjoy for as long as possible.
Okay. If you joined us, it's 16 minutes past your two. I wish I could regenerate the time, but we're going to make good use of it with Dr. Na Ashele Ashite of Nova Wellness. We're looking at biohacking and what it means and what the import of that is, right? If we could understand what happens at the cellular level of life, right? How my functions and my organs function, how my cells function, and how I can, let me use the word optimize that, right? Literally like upgrading your phone. If you have any questions, concerns, WhatsApp is 055-1111-997. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and X. This is Ultimate Health on Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Okay, now at this stage, I don't know whether I should be happy with you and what you're doing, or I should just, you know, join you guys and refuse to accept the age gap between me and you. Okay, so, well, okay, everybody can tell. Nah is younger than Norte, right? Okay, but if Norte could regress, and on a biological, maybe even cellular level, be functioning at a level close to Na, right? Let's understand that. Let's go back to the biohacking. What am I hacking, and who is doing the hacking?
So biohacking is so many things. There's so many things that are put into that category of biohacking. There's technology, there's medicine, there's regenerative health, and so on and so forth. But we want to look at the simple things.
Okay.
Sometimes we forget how simple life is. But because of work and stresses, pressures of life, we forget how to use all the things that God has given us. So those are some of the things we're trying to remind our patients and people who come to Nova Wellness Center and Nova Viva to do. So simple things like sunlight, for instance, is a biohacker. And I must say that this list we're going to go through, it's not in any textbook. This is the biohackers according to Na.
Dr. Na.
Yes. Right. From my research and from following some of the people that have been looking into these biohackers, I've come up with a list of 10.
That are at our fingertips.
Okay. Doesn't cost.
Basic.
Basic. Doesn't cost
biohack.
Any money. Very, very basic. If you're able to master these, it's going to go a long way to help. If you're not able to master these, then we can look into the advanced modalities as well.
Okay.
But for now, yes. So sunlight is number one. And here in Ghana, we have lots and lots and lots of it. But if you think about it, most of us, we wake up, we sit in our cars, we drive to work, we're in the office all day, sit at the end of the day, drive back, and we don't get enough sunlight at all.
Okay.
So that's one of the biohackers that I would love for our listeners to start to pay attention to.
Okay, I'm paying attention, but listeners, forgive me. Right. If you've gotten it already, me, I haven't gotten it. Okay. Sunlight is there. I am African. I live in the tropics. Okay. Now, you are saying essentially that I can optimize my body's functioning if I do certain things with regard to my exposure to sunlight.
Yes.
Okay. Some people are using sunblockers, some people are wearing shades. Da, 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 da. So let's break it down. So what exactly do I need from the sun? And why am I not getting it normally?
All right.
Right? Without hacking anything that God has exposed me or provided me with.
So naturally, our bodies make vitamin D.
Okay.
However, so it's an essential vitamin because we make it naturally. However, when you are exposed to the sun, especially the early morning sun, so from, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning, all the way till about 11 or even 12, what happens is it helps to boost your vitamin D production.
Okay.
Now, vitamin D is extremely important because it's a precursor to our hormones. All the hormones or majority of our hormones need vitamin D for the production of the hormones to take place.
Okay.
One of the most important ones is melatonin, for instance, which is the hormone that is produced for us to be able to sleep at night.
Right.
So we realize that if you get vitamin D early in the morning, it can help you boost your melatonin production. So that at night, when you're ready to sleep, your pineal gland can release that melatonin to help you to sleep.
Gee, you're reminding me all of my states of consciousness lectures.
Exactly.
Pineal gland, melatonin.
Exactly.
Geez.
A lot of us are not getting vitamin D.
Okay.
And we can correlate it to that increase in insomnia or difficulty sleeping that has also become very common.
Okay. So along these lines, we haven't yet even brought in stress and the stresses or our stress profile.
Okay. We can stay on vitamin D for the rest of the show.
So what you're saying is that essentially, this could mean that if I'm doing this hacking right, I may not need to binge on multiple brands and ranges and combinations of supplements especially if it comes to vitamin D, for example. Because now my body will be providing this. I will not perhaps also have to buy melatonin capsules or gummies to chew to enhance my sleep.
1000%.
Right. Just by paying attention to how much sun I get.
Yes.
So I just have to grab the sun and my body will do the rest.
So early in the morning, just sit in 15, 20 minutes, if you can, between 7 and 10. That time has the infrared rays from the sun. And that is what, especially for us, black population, that is what the body uses to secrete the vitamin D amounts in your body so that it can do the work. Now, vitamin D or the sun also helps to set your circadian rhythm.
Sleep-wake cycle.
Yes, the sleep-wake cycle. We're still talking about the sleep issue here. So when you wake up and you go into the sun, it's almost as if you are telling your body, all right, is ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start my day. You know, the sun goes into your body, it starts your metabolism and so on and so forth. And then when the sun comes down, you know, you are not trying to run a marathon at that time. So in the same vein, as the moon comes up, now your body is ready to go into rest.
Your
and
body
relaxation.
Is responding to these external cues.
Yes.
And changing the settings.
Yes.
In its own functioning.
Correct.
Right.
And it starts from getting that morning sun in the morning.
Okay, great. If you've just joined us, it's 24 minutes past the hour of 2. I'm with senior biohacker, Dr. Nashili Ashite. She's a consultant chiropractor or a chiropractic physician. She's the CEO of Nova Wellness. And they have an arm now, Nova Viva, where they are looking into aging, longevity, wellness, and they're doing all sorts of funky things. We're looking at biohacking, but she said she's got a couple at her fingertips which are really, really easy for you to understand and harness. There are many other cellular things, right? But I'm trying to break this down so that we all understand. So get your body in tune with God-given, natural, external markers that your body uses. You may know that when you do in Nkuku and Kitty, right, you put some light in the coop and the chickens will feed and feed and feed and feed because they are responding to the cue that it's still daytime. So they eat more, and by Christmas they are ready. Right?
Correct.
But also, your body uses these things to switch on many other things. The production of melatonin, okay? Which, and let's say, stimulates sleep alongside many other brain centers and many other, you know, organs and systems. So what she's suggesting is that if you get a hang of this and you're getting enough at the right time and doing certain things, already your body should be getting close to adequate melatonin, vitamin D, and so on and so forth. And you may not necessarily, in fact, the word supplement means in addition. So if you are not in deficiency, then there's no need
to supplement.
If you're taking supplements, please, you can call us when or send WhatsApp and confess. How many are you taking? How many do you swallow? Because now I'm suggesting that perhaps you may not need to. Okay, now
Joy,
let me,
99.7
as we go down the list, but let me stick this in. My reading on biohacking also suggests that one of my, you know, should I say most common sayings is that anything that can be measured can be managed. And there's a lot of measurement and assessment in biohacking, in the sense that if we know how your body is doing, then we know where we need to hack. Tell us a bit about that before we go on with the list. We've done some sunlight. Okay?
Yes, we've done sunlight and a bit of sleep.
A bit of sleep,
yes,
as well as coming.
Sleep is extremely important.
Okay.
I would put that to number one.
All right.
Because when we're active, as we're doing this interview now, you know, your body's function is focused on all of this. Now, it's only when you sleep that your brain is able to remove toxins, to rejuvenate, to get you ready for the next day. So we really, really, really need to look at our sleeping habits
and getting,
make sure that we're getting at least 6 or 7 hours a night.
Okay. And it's not, sleep is not, you shared. I won't go back into my lectures. But you shared. Sleep is not just a matter of quantity.
No.
Right.
The quality.
Quality of sleep.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So, not just the light sleep, but we're talking deep sleep.
There are different stages of sleep.
There's REM, non-REM, and all of that.
And you need to get all of these.
And we need all the different levels. So when you're able to go to bed early, let's say latest by 10 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
And this is for people who have the normal working cycle, maybe 8 to 5. So I'm not talking about people who are working, mm-hmm. let's say doctors or nurses who mm-hmm. are working through the night. But for normal average people who work 8 to 5, you want to get in bed between 9 and 10 p.m. and start your different stages of sleep. Because
the phone companies will ask you, so what about Anajuede?
That's where the problem comes.
So then you start to, essentially, when you're not getting this,
yes,
you are constricting your sleep profile.
Correct.
And therefore, you will not get the right combinations of the different
stages of sleep. Yes. And
right.
It's during that, the deepest stages of sleep,
mm-hmm.
which your brain actually detoxes.
That is when you're recharging.
This is when you're recharging. There's a system called the glymphatic system in the brain,
mm-hmm.
which is responsible for removing plaquing, toxins. And a research found that they looked at people with Alzheimer's disease, for mm-hmm. instance, and saw that a lot of them, when they were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, when they looked back at their medical history,
mm-hmm.
and I think about 40% of them reported insomnia.
Okay.
So there's a direct correlation between not having enough sleep
mm-hmm.
and memory loss, brain fog, anxiety, depression, all these cognitive
mm-hmm.
Problems. There's a direct correlation between insomnia and these conditions.
Okay.
99.7
If you've just tuned in, it's 29 minutes past your hour of 2 on Joy 99.7 FM. Of course, it's Sunday, and of course, I am naughty by nature. I'm in the company of one of my, what should I call her, slippery friends. Every now and then, I grab hold of her. I think the last time I caught hold of Na was when we did the P-shot. Or did we do something after that? The P-shot where she's injecting some portion of blood plasma into the male organ to do jiggy jiggy, right? And to prevent or manage the doomsaw down below, right? The pea shot. Now she's back and she's hacking above sea level or all over. We're talking about biohacking and regenerative health. How do we jig your body into optimal functioning at various levels? And she's teaching us that, look, if we even harness sleep properly and we're doing the right things, okay, I won't get her to go into, you know, why should we not have TV monitors in our bedrooms and many other things. The same way she'll tell us where our wallet should not be, right? But you are getting the message. If you're not, WhatsApp is 055-1111-997. I'm enjoying this because I teach sleep and many other things. And sometimes people, you know, when they hear pineal gland and they, you know, the medical students, please, you thought I was bad news. Now you go to now and learn these things, right? Because certain parts of your body are supposed to even produce some of the things you go and buy over the counter.
1000%.
Right? So if you are doing these things properly, consistently, then maybe you don't need to be those. Right. I've seen videos where people have walked into Nova and then they are connected to all sorts of gizmos and scans and they're being told how their body is functioning.
Yes.
And even their body's cellular age and other things. What is that one too?
So we have some scans,
right,
that we use. One of them is called a neural check, and that uses something similar to the ECG machine.
Okay.
And it uses what we call heart rate variability.
Okay.
So in essence, your pulse.
Okay.
You know, how strong is your pulse? What is the time in between the pulses? And it compares that to the rest of your body systems. So your nervous system, your parasympathetic nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system. So it tells us how stressed you are.
Okay.
It tells us how well your body responds to stress. And then it compares it to your heart, your intestines, everything else. And then at the end, it can tell us whether you are aging faster or slower biologically as compared to your chronological age.
Okay, let me come in here.
Okay.
So when we do your IQ,
right,
intelligence quotient, mental age over chronological age times 100.
Okay.
Or perhaps the other way around. Mm-hmm. Let me just remember my stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're striking a ratio between your actual calendar age.
Correct.
That is your chronological age, over your mental age, and then multiplying by 100 to get an IQ.
Sure.
So with that, we can plot a range, what we call the normal curve. Those who are just average, you know, we went to school, we didn't top, we didn't get prizes, but we're there some, right? But we haven't deviated.
Mm-hmm.
Then those who are significantly behind where they should be, we can determine them. And we can determine the sharks, like Nathems, okay? They are ahead of their group. So are you suggesting that when it comes to your body's cellular and other functioning, this kind of, what was the name of the scan again?
It's a neural check.
Neural check, which is now comparing my pulse rate, how many times my heart beats, the intervals between each beat.
Correct.
And then it's matching that with my heart, my lungs, my other things.
Correct.
And seeing whether I am okay.
That is right.
Listeners, please, it's 33 minutes past, you have two. Na has been jostling me that ever since she moved to Jowulu, I have not come to Nova. Let me confess, one of my reasons I haven't gone there is that this testimony or pink sheet she wants me to.
You're not ready.
I don't want her to put me on some machine which says that, hey, note, when you need papa. But I've seen many people go through it.
Yes.
Give testimony. So this tells you essentially how my body is doing.
Yes, it tells us how your body is functioning.
Every part of my body.
Yes, it gives us a scan.
Most core parts.
Yes, yes. And it gives us, you know, in time, like at that point in time, what is happening.
Okay.
So for instance, if your body doesn't deal with stress very well, we can tell.
Okay.
If your body is very relaxed, we can tell. And we've had people both ways.
And
like,
of course,
you,
if your body never relaxes,
so you are in sympathetic dominance.
Hyper arousal.
Exactly.
Right.
So somebody, it tells us all of that. So it's almost as if, you know, you've seen a lion you're running away from the lion. Even after the lion goes, your body is still active, acting as if the lion was still right
it
in front of you.
It never comes to rest.
It never comes down to rest. And so you can imagine biologically how your organs are under a lot of stress when your body remains in sympathetic dominance. So once we do these assessments and we're able to figure out where you are at, then we come up with a plan for you.
Okay.
And a lot of the plan would include the biohackers that we're talking about.
Okay. Let me see who is hacking on my WhatsApp console. These days they've changed a couple of things on the console, so bear with me when I'm struggling, okay? Blessed Sunday, Norte, by nature and our wonderful, beautiful fish. You don't use beautiful by heart. Okay, as we age gracefully by the grace of God, kindly help me wish my son Gideon Matthews Domenion, final year student at the Accra Technical University, who is doing the listening, a happy birthday as he turns 23 today. Wishing him many more pleasant, healthy years ahead with the goodness of God. This is Prosper, obviously, from Dakuman. Norte by nature, my question is why some parents give birth to children with one having sickle cell. Is this from this week?
No.
Okay, no, it's not from this week. Let me go down. Okay, I thought not. Okay, here we are. I want to know from your physician whether vegetarians have an advantage of living a more healthy and longer life as compared to non-vegetarians, all things being equal. Again, this is Prosper, right? Prosper takes over my WhatsApp. How do I tell if I've had good sleep? One of my favorite topics. Professor Albert Apalu, I'll put you alongside Dr. Na. Because sometimes I tell people about sleep latency and many other indicators that we look at. How do I tell if I've had a good sleep? What's your take on people who pride themselves in having less than 4 hours of sleep? Expensive or affordable is relative. Can you give an estimated budget for starters when about to patronize you? I think thinking of, you know, if I go to Na and all the big brothel she's speaking, can I afford this whole assessment and biohacking she's talking about? Okay. Now keep a hang on what I'm reading, okay?
Yep.
Good afternoon. Very important topic, Uncle Norte. I'm a banker. I actually live there. I leave the house around 6 o'clock in the morning and close from work around 8:30 to 9 o'clock in the evening. Right? I was going to ask now about shift work. Right? Mm-hmm. I find it difficult to sleep in the night. And the doctor gave me some capsules in order to sleep. But I don't want to continue taking those capsules before I sleep. Please, what can I do? This is from Dede Ebanka. Hang on to that now. The rate at which these things are coming, I'll need to be doing biohacking. Good afternoon, Norte. Please, how are you and Madam? Me and Na are fine, you know, at least in the studio. Please, talking about sleep, what about workplace that does not allow us to put even our head on the table for a few minutes? Does our employer know the effect it causes before they do not give us that chance? Hayford in Bato wants to put his head on his table at work. I think Hayford is a teacher. Hayford, tell me what you do, and I'll put that alongside and pass it to Na. But yes, can you take breaks at work, if not physically putting your head on the table? Employers don't want to see that. They don't want to encourage that. What has happened? Something has skipped. Okay, Ziggy is up to his stuff. This one says, good afternoon, Norte. My name is Dorcas. I am in my mid-50s. I have been having some sleeping problems. I went to a doctor and have been given some melatonin pills. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are capsules, there are pills. There's even the syrup and all that. Okay,
that's a lot.
And I've been taking them for 2 weeks. I'm still having difficulty sleeping. I can't sleep at all. Now, we've got work to do.
Plenty.
All right. So when are you people going to stop typing? Good afternoon. Thanks for this all-important topic. I find it very difficult to do away with stress. How can I do away with stress easily? We manage stress. We don't eliminate it. Okay? So long as you're alive, there'll be stress. But now we'll get to that. Okay? Norte by nature. I know this number. Can you find out from doctor now what could be the cause of severe ache and pain in the bone of your upper arm, where we put the captain's armband, especially when the weather becomes very cold? Does it have anything to do with aging? Thanks. All right. So let me take a break or let me just try and finish these ones now, and then let's see if I can have you all to myself. Norte, you're doing a good job, but your intervention doesn't allow us to get more information about the topic. So far, it's only the vitamin D or sunshine I'm waiting to hear about. What hacking will do for my pain, okay? I've got now for at least 2 weeks, okay? And she's laughing because she also goes to Kumasi. But we have to break these things down, and you do have to understand, okay? Yeah. So take your time, right?
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon, Norte. Please, talking about sleep, workplace. Okay, we've done that. Okay, now, coming back.
All right.
A huge chunk of that is about sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
Right? And then work comes in, and then shift work and working late. Mm-hmm. Your comments on those?
So with a shift work, our bodies are so intelligent. Mm-hmm. So if you're a shift worker, your circadian rhythm would probably change.
Mm.
So that is, let's say you're working throughout the night, and then you're supposed to be sleeping during the day, and then the cycle goes on. So for people like that, your body will get used to that rhythm. I would still recommend that you do your morning vitamin D, because it has a whole lot of other benefits. Mm-hmm. So I would still recommend that even if you're a shift worker, when you get home in the mornings, you can still do some sun bathing or sun gazing, as I sometimes call it, to help with your vitamin D production. And then on the days that you don't have to go to work, so a lot of people who do shift work would have maybe 2-3 days in the week where their cycles may come back to normal. Just make sure that you're getting good enough sleep, you're getting your 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and don't mix sleep with all sorts of things like you talked about, TV, phone, and all of that, because most of us are going to bed with our phones, and we also don't realize that the light and the radiation from the phone keeps your brain active. Okay. And makes it more difficult for you to sleep even when you're ready to sleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you see why I intervene, right? You've used it nicely. I know what it means. Mm-hmm. Circadian rhythm.
Right.
Hit that again.
So your circadian rhythm is the day and night cycles that wakes you up and also shuts you down for your body to rest.
Okay.
Now, if you're a shift worker and let's say you're working at night and you are at home during the day, you realize that your circadian rhythm will be different from somebody else mm-hmm. whose schedule is the opposite.
Okay.
So we're talking, you know, nurses, doctors who sometimes work at night, sometimes they work during the day. Their circadian rhythm would be different from somebody who, or their cycles, their sleep and awake cycles will be different from somebody who has an 8 to 5 and is always in bed by 10 o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, mm-hmm. so if I'm a shift worker, mm-hmm. right? I'm out externally in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said something about do your vitamin D, get some sunlight. Break it down, all okay. right? These are why I interject. Break mm-hmm. it down so that what am I supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
which constitutes the biohacking we are talking about?
So what I would recommend is
Joy 99.
For somebody who is working at night,
mm-hmm.
when you come home in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I would still recommend that you get some vitamin D. For somebody like that, I would also recommend just before the sun goes down
mm-hmm.
as well to go into the sun again.
So just be outside.
Yes.
Okay.
Just be outside. Another 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. or so just to get a different set of rays. Now mm-hmm. it will be more of the UV rays
mm-hmm.
To also kickstart a different set of reactions in your body that will also help you to stay up to work throughout the night.
Okay.
But most importantly for these night workers, when they come home during the day, so when they come home in the morning, when they are now going to get some sleep,
mm-hmm.
it becomes very important to create that quote-unquote bedtime or nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes very important to make sure that you don't have light radiation everything is dark, everything is you are simulating that night atmosphere.
So you're creating an ambience, a scenario that is conducive for sleep.
For sleep.
Okay.
So you want to make sure you are not on your phone, mm-hmm. you are not watching TV. As much as possible, you reduce all noise so that you can create that atmosphere to be able to get still 6-7 hours of sleep before you wake up and get ready to go to work again.
Okay. Now, I'm still on this, and we're still biohacking, right? In the era of artificial light,
mm-hmm.
right, there are some parts of Accra that do not sleep, right? Okay. So artificial light, the same way it works on, you know, livestock, animals, like mm-hmm. the poultry example I mm-hmm. gave, right? The chickens continue to eat because there's a light in the coop. So if you are fattening them up, of course, you are getting your results. For us, the human beings who are now living under artificial lights mm-hmm. and all these things, computer, laptop screens and all that, what is the impact and how do we biohack backwards?
So all those lights do have an effect mm-hmm. on our brains, mm-hmm. our eyes, especially because it's going directly from the eye and into the brain. Mm-hmm. So yes, what I'll say is when it comes to bedtime, we do need to reduce all the screen lights from our phones, okay. our TVs, the laptops.
Switch them off? Put them away?
If you can put them away. And okay. you need to do it at least about an hour before bedtime. So if you're planning to be asleep mm-hmm. by 10 p.m. or by, I don't know, 10 a.m. for the night worker,
mm-hmm.
ideally, you should be away from these lights an hour before.
Great.
That way, you give your brain the space and time to shut down so that you can fall asleep, okay. so that your pineal gland can release that melatonin for you to be able to sleep.
Great stuff. 1447, which is 247 on Joy 99.7 FM. We're biohacking and we're looking at reversing the processes that actually govern aging, right? Keeping your body in a state of functioning where it is actually younger or aging at a slower rate. That's what I'm discussing with Dr. Na Ashele Ashite of Nova Wellness and Nova Viva. If you have any questions, concerns, let me activate the phone lines if you are not asleep yet. 030-221-6541. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, okay? We want you to understand this, and whether Na likes it or not, even if it's 3 weeks, we're going to break this down. You're not running away that easily. Okay. Hayford wanted a break. He says he's a textographer at the office. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. He's not the teacher I thought. Okay. So he wants to lay his head down small B, whether it's a power nap or whether he's gone. He doesn't see employers allowing these things to happen. Mm-hmm. What's your word on that?
So if it is possible, you know, we don't want people to be fired from their workplaces. Mm-hmm. So, but a quick nap during the day, mm-hmm. during work can also help, actually. People who are able to shut down quickly and sleep for a few minutes. Some people are able to do that. I can never do that. You know, but people who are able to do that realize that they come out of that short nap, okay. they feel more focused, they feel more energized. So if your workplace allows it, great. But if your workplace doesn't allow it, I would recommend you focus on getting your 7 to 8 hours at night,
okay.
as much as possible. That way you are energized throughout the day.
So what you're saying is that if you're getting the requisite amount of sleep, then you shouldn't suffer from hypersomnia during the day.
During the day.
That you're sleeping too much during the day. And
especially if you're doing all the other things.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. And that would please the employers,
yes.
who are listening, yes. to us. Eh? Who are these people who are coming to spoil our workplace? Okay. This one says, great and super work we're doing. My question is, how many hours the body needs? At least, okay. Some of us go to bed at 11 or 12, but by before 3 a.m. Okay, does sleeplessness nights? Gosh, some typing give migraine headaches. Mm. We really need part two of this topic. Douglas from DC. So he sleeps around 11 or 12 a.m. By 3 a.m. he's up. whether he likes it or not, his system wakes him up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will not interject and talk about cycles and stages. But yeah, he is saying, so what does he do?
We realize that a lot of people are getting on average 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. And it is inadequate, period. Mm-hmm. So if I had the chance, I would ask him why he's going to bed at 11 and not 10 or even 9.
Essentially, what is he doing that is keeping him awake?
Right. I mean, we get that sometimes there's a long commute and there's, you know, all sorts of issues that may not let you sleep early. But my issue is if you're getting home early and you are not going to bed because you're watching TV or you're watching movies, mm-hmm. or it's sports. Now we're all staying up a bit late to watch football, mm-hmm. you know. So we need to look at the reason why we are not sleeping early, or maybe you are even on your phone, you know, browsing the internet, and that's why you are not sleeping early. Then we want to watch those habits.
Okay.
Because if we're able to change those habits and sleep early by 10 o'clock, then we're able to go through those sleep cycles. We're able to release enough melatonin, and that should take us all the way till, you know, 4:35 a.m. Right. You would have gotten a good, you know, 6-7 hours of sleep, okay. and that should help you through the day.
All right. If you're a light sleeper, what does that mean?
Light sleeper simply means that you may not be going into that deep level of sleep where we talked about your brain releasing those toxins, mm-hmm. so that they don't accumulate in your brain. So you want to look at some of the things we've talked about.
Okay.
Putting your gadgets away an hour before bedtime. That way your brain actually slows down, shuts down. That way you can sleep.
Okay.
Yes.
Now that I've convinced you to come for at least a week extra.
Yeah, we've only done two.
If not two, yeah. I want to talk about, some people say fasting or intermittent fasting is a biohack.
Okay.
Share with us. Why so?
So we're talking about food now.
Right.
And intermittent fasting is something I've studied a lot on. So mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for everyone.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say, you know, tomorrow you want to lose weight, so just start intermittent fasting. It can work. It works for weight loss. There's been research about even people who have cancer,
mm-hmm.
Using it to improve their mitochondria's ability to kind of engulf the parasites or the cancer or whatever, mm-hmm. and help to, you know, get rid of it from the body. So intermittent fasting has its positives.
Okay.
But it also can put more stress on the body, especially those who do the very long periods without food, like right. 24 hours mm-hmm. or 72 hours without any food at all.
Okay.
So imagine you haven't checked how well your body functions.
Okay.
You don't know what your blood pressure is. You don't know what your lung capacity is. You don't know all these things. How well does your body even absorb the nutrients that you eat?
Mm-hmm.
And then you jump straight into doing a very, very long period without food, with intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm.
you realize that you end up putting more stress on your body, and yeah. then the intermittent fasting does not become as effective as it should.
Okay.
So if done properly, after a thorough assessment, yes, it can help with weight loss, improving your metabolic activity. But what I say is, if you watch your daily eating and times, let's say you're able to do dinner by 6 o'clock in the evening,
mm-hmm.
and then your next meal, and you are not snacking, you know, so your next meal, breakfast is 7-8 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you would have done 14 hours intermittent fasting.
Okay.
Which is awesome. You're spending a lot of the time sleeping, you know, so that in itself is intermittent fasting, but wouldn't put as much stress on your body.
Now, you smiled when you said if you're not snacking. For us, the Ghanaians, when we say snacking, what are the things we are eating that we insist are not meals? That also affects this benefit we want to derive.
Right. So a lot of things, you know, you have your dinner, but before you go to bed, it could be, I don't know, it could be bread. Some people feel bread is just, you know, bread. But bread can be very, very dense in calories. So bread, biscuits, nuts, sweets, chocolates. You know, that's what I mean by snacking. But if you're snacking on healthy foods, like a fruit, you know, a healthy nut, like walnuts, a little bit of it, that may be good. But most people are eating all the way through till they go to bed. So that in itself is a problem, because instead of your body resting and reducing toxins, it now has to be digesting
food.
And we don't realize that sometimes that's why we cannot sleep, because your body is using the energy to break down the foods when it should be calming you down so that you can sleep.
Okay, so our diet, right?
It's also a biohacker.
It's a biohacker.
It is.
Understanding what you eat, when you eat it, what it does, and so on and so forth. Eating it at the right time.
Correct.
It's biohacking.
Yes, it is. It's so one of my my top 10.
I've got your top 10, right? But I'm threading through it because I know people will hijack us. Somebody wants us to go to pain. I know why I haven't gotten to pain, and I know why I'm pacing now in this way. Okay, so we've done the eating, fasting, we've touched on it. Okay, we'll go deeper on them next time, right? Working out, exercise is also hacking.
Yes, it is. Yes. And I wouldn't even say exercise. I like to call it movement.
Movement.
Yes. I like to say movement.
Movement.
Because when you say exercise, most people are thinking you have to go to the gym or you have to do some lift heavy weights.
Movement.
But we're talking movement.
Guess what?
Yes.
I'm going to sign out with a song called Movement, just so that my listeners know that I do plan what I'm talking about and the interjections, right? But movement is biohacking. How so?
So when you dance, for instance, you know, you're moving different body parts, different body joints. When you walk, same thing. When you swim, when you jump, even sex. Is a type of movement.
Please, that was not my intention. It is now.
Even sex is a type of movement. And the reason why I added is this. Now, exercise has so many benefits. But in my recent study, now that I've been studying regenerative health, I now understand why we need to move. We need to move because when we do, you know, the mitochondria, which is what provides our cells with energy. When we move, that is when we activate our mitochondria. And the functions of mitochondria, we need like 5 shows for that. Now, the trick is this. The more you use your mitochondria, the more your body produces more mitochondria to be able to do everything else. Be able to power your cells. Be able to allow you to absorb nutrients. Be able to allow you to detox and all those things. So that movement, apart from helping with your joints, apart from helping to reduce pain, at the cellular level, it helps to power your cells so that all your other body functions can also go on very well.
Okay, and I've read big mighty researches which show that it impacts on inflammation and other things, oxidative stress, and all of those things that we are going to go into. So now, if I'm to grasp at least the principle of biohacking, and let's say I went to Nova Wellness or anywhere else, what should I be looking at? Am I just going to tell them that I came here because of sleep, or are they going to do a comprehensive assessment and then lead and guide and partner me?
So for now, we've been doing Nova Viva just for about 2 months, and most of our patients that have come in because of stress. They want to reduce their symptoms of stress related issues. That is usually insomnia, anxiety. We have seen some people with autoimmune diseases. And so what we do when you come in is to first do a very, very thorough evaluation to see where we're at, to see how well your body is functioning.
Okay.
And then when we find that then we see which of these biohackers do you need to look into.
Right.
And then we're able to come up with a three-month plan.
Okay.
That all you're supposed to do in that 3 months is to focus on these biohackers.
Okay.